Okay, we're picking up at the very top of Chav Aleph Amad Aleph with the words Tanina Mehachi. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Shulamis Pas Yaakov L'Neshama Shirab Aliyah. So the Gemara is just bringing a raya for the shita we mentioned on the top on the bottom of yesterday's daf on Chav Amad Beis, which is the shita of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that that a person has to mention Va'ani if he wants to be matvis himself onto the previous person's nazir, neder of Nazirus, he needs to say it within Tochri Dibor. So now the Gemara brings a support for that Shita. Tanin Amihachi, top of Chafal from Ralph again. Mi Shamar Areni Nazir, someone says, I'm a Nazir. Shama Chaveiro and his friend heard. Vishah Kide Dibor, Va'amar Va'ani, and he already waited the time that it takes of to say it. We said, Sheilas Talmud L'Rav, which is Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Three words, Velmar Ani, and he says, and me, who Aser v'chaviru mutar. So he is going to be chayev to Nazirus, but the other one is not going to be chayev. V'kama k'dei dibor, k'dei shelas shalom, talmid l'rav. The time that it takes for the student to greet his Rebbe, to say shalom alecha Rebbe, as we mentioned. So this, again, is a raya for Rish Lakish, that the person says v'ani has to be within the time of saying shalom alecha Rebbe, which is, I don't know, like a second and a half. And we mentioned that this alecha of Tochri Dibor has nafkaminas and Kola Tarakula, many nafkaminas, Alech Lameisa and Tfila, let's say, if a person forgets, let's say, Hakela Kadosh and Yamim Noraim, and he was supposed to say Melech Kadosh, so there, if he remembers Tochri Dibor right away, he says Hakela Kadosh, Melech Kadosh, so then he's Yotze, he's able to be to oker his previous Dibor by saying Hamelech Hakadosh and fixing it. Tochri Dibor comes up a lot in many different halachas, so that's just one that came out of my head, that this halacha comes up, and you have Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Now the Gemara continues, Lema Misayele. So maybe also this another support for Rish Lakish from our Mishnah. Misha Mar Reini Nazir. In the case of our Mishnah, it says that someone said, I am a Nazir. Vishama Chaviro V'amar Va'ani. And his right friend said, oh, that's a, and I also. Va'ani. And the third person said, Va'ani. So the Gemara, and the Mishnah stops over there. So says the Gemara, Vesulo. Lechor, the Mishnah only mentions these two because you're saying Va'ani, Va'ani is only two words. So the guy says, Harini Nazir, immediately after says Vani, and the second guy immediately after says Vani also. Those are all within Tochri Dibor. However, seemingly, if a person already is saying it after that point, the third one is already after Shalom Alecha Rebbe, is going to be too late. So therefore we see over here that that Vani is only within the Tochri Dibor. That's the Havamin of the Gemara, now only within the original Tochri Dibor of the first person. So the Gemara says, Tani ki rocha lechashev elazil is a Tana, like a peddler, a person who speaks a lot, has to just speak all the time and tell you, you have to say Vani, 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 mention it 10 different times. If 10 different Nazirim say Vani. The Mishnah is very concise, it's very careful to what it's mentioning. So he doesn't need to mention things that aren't necessary, he doesn't need to mention this halacha. So again, in the Havamina, when you say Vani, it needed to be going after the first person's Vani, that was the Havamina. Now the Gemara seems to be flipping the Havamina Maskana right now. The Gemara is saying, no, Vani is not going on the first person. The person says, Areini Nazir. So the next guy says, Vani. The guy can be in 20 minutes later as long as he's continuing the Vani of the previous person. So now, Market Islay. Like according to Rish Lakish, you need to be the Vani needs to be within the previous Tochri Dibor of the previous person. But even according to Rish Lakish, you could have the last guy doing it, you could have 100 different people, 500 different people, and the other guy will be 20 minutes later, because whatever, probably less than that, but the time that it would take to say, to do Tochri Dibor of the previous person. Meaning, first guy says, Areini Nazir. Now the next guy, Tochri Dibor, says Vani. Now according to Rish Lakish, it should go up to 100. The next guy within Tochri Dibor says Vani. Vani, Vani, they're latching on to the previous person's acceptance of Nazirus, and therefore there is no riot for the Mishnah. That would be Rishita Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, he would disagree. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would disagree, and he would say, no, as long as you can have a further amount of time to say Vani, and there's no riot from this case in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, V'lisni char v'shmanahani. So if that's the case, so the Mishnah should only mention one response, that Vani, and then I would learn the implication. I don't need to mention anything else. So again, because each one is just continuing to the one before him, so just say Vani works, and then after that I already know that you have two responses, you don't need to mention anything else. So why are you mentioning Vani a third time, which seemingly is now extra? So the Gemara says, Hachanami, that merely the Tana could have mentioned only one, Mishum Diktani Seif, however, since the last part of the Mishnah tells us, Hutar Arishon, Hutar Kulan, that if the first one is, he does a Taras Tadarim, he says, I regret being a Nazir, and they find a Pesach, and they remove it, so then, I would have never made this neder if I'd known X, Y, and Z, whatever. So they remove it. So then all the other ones are also going to be removed from their Nazirus because his never was Chal. The Mafreya, it retroactively uproots the entire Nazirus. So says the Gemara, Achar Mutar Kulan Asurin. So, however, oh, sorry, Hutar Achron, Achron Mutar V'Kulan Asur. And if the last one, he does the Taras Nadarim, so it doesn't matter. Only his is going to be removed, and everyone else is still going to be Chayav in their Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Michlal, the Ikaim Tzoyis, that implies that there is a middle person besides the first and the last one. That's why the Mishnah has to mention this. So therefore, Mishumachik Tane Vani Vani. So therefore, we have to mention it because we have to have a middle person over here because we're coming to say, what's the status of the first guy? What's the status of the last guy? What do you mean? There has to be a guy in the middle. There has to be a middle guy. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And therefore, to keep that, we have to mention the third person. Even though you're right, there is no particular chiddush in mentioning Vani a third time, but that's why we mentioned it to make sure that you have the concept of the Seifa when it comes to the Hatara and removing retroactively the Nidar. So the Rosh just has a kasha over here. The Rosh is a lashon vim tomar v'lok tani v'lo litnei elachad v'vaseifa litnei hutar habez habez hutar v'lo hutar rishon. So the Rosh is bothered by this, that lechora this doesn't really seem to answer the question over here. If in the first case that the whole reason was to mention because of the second case, so then why does the Mishnah have to mention it in the second case? You could have just said if a person says areini nazir and he's removed from his vow, anybody v'ani is going to be removed too. And if a person says Vani, he's not removed. You don't need to have the third person in the Seifa either. Meaning that's the Rosh Hashanah Kasha. What's going on over here? You don't need that person. So that's what the Rosh is Kasha. It's a very strong Kasha. So the Rosh says, V'yishlomar denakar achron, lemedak achron adeleka behadei achrona. Avalem tzoy deika basri achrona mishtari osu sh'achrav delchochad b'chavrei matpe. So the Rosh says, there is another chiddush. When you have a third case, we do want to have the middle guy. Because if the middle guy uproots his vow, so you have to know his Naziris, then anybody after him is also going to be removed from their Naziris. So the Rosh says, that's why we have to mention the middle ground. A nice answer for the Rosh, why we need this middle guy in the Seifa either. Why do we need them in either one? The Rosh answered very nicely the explanation we just said, because of the Chiddush, that the one after him would in fact be Matvis to his. Says the Gemara Vayitari Bailuhu, we have a question. Chad b'chavrei matvis, when a person says, Chad b'chavrei matvis, the person says, and I, does he refer to the one right before him, immediately before him. Odilma b'kama mitpasei, refer to the first person who made the original declaration. So that's the question over here, is going back to the first one, or linking to the first one, or the last one that he just had. L'may nafkamina, leit fusim mezel, to continue linking with one another, as long as you want. Yamar d'chad b'chavim matbis, you're saying it's going to the one right before him. Matbis and vazan olam, they could continue going weiter and weiter, as we just mentioned earlier. And then we're just wondering, that is the question. Now they're going to say that it's really referring to the first one who made the original in the Zeros. According to Rish Lakish, you would not be able to extend it as we wanted to already tie it before. My, so what's the lacha? It's interesting that the Gemara seemed to already tell us that we had this litany chash, that this whole point, but again, the Gemara is now wondering if that's really true. Tashma, Harini Nazir, Shema Chavir Ramav Ani. So now the Gemara goes back to it. It says, we say Harini Nazir. Then his friend heard about it and he says, Vani, and I, Vesula Medis, the Mishnah list, only those two and no more. So that, not really first to the first one. So why didn't you mention more? 4, 5, 6, 7, however many may. So the Gemara is going to reject this. So the Gemara says, Tana kiroche lechashiv lazel. So now the Gemara is saying that is the Tana, it's very similar to Shalkavataria. It's like the Armory. I don't know why. The Gemara is very interesting right now because it seems to be just repetitive of what we just learned before. But that's what the Gemara is saying now. That the Gemara is saying, at the end of the day, is this guy like a peddler who's just advertising everything and speaking on and on? The Mishnah is very concise. It's not mentioning every single case. So the Gemara says, Litnei Chad, Vashmina Kulut. The Mishnah should mention only one of them. And then I could learn from there that all of them by implication. Why does the Mishnah list two different responses? So since the Mishnah mentions the first one is removed from his Nazirus, the others are also, and the last one is going to be removed from his obligation Nazirus. Other ones are going to be Chayav, that there's a middle one. That's why you have to mention it. So now the Gemara is handling the Seifa, and we just mentioned that we had to mention it, that's why we had it. Again, we had the same Kasha, the Rosh. The Rosh gave his answer that really we had to mention this halacha to teach us the Chiddush, that the one after the Emtoi would also go after the Emtoi's one, and that's Kufa, the Chiddush over here. Fine, the Gemara continues, Tashma, Hutar Rishon Hutar Kulan. So we want to bring another Raya. The Mishnah tells us that the first one is removed from his Nazirus, everyone after him is removed. Rishon Hudasharu, so the first person is removed from his Nazirus, that's when the case everyone else gets removed as well. Ha'im Tzoi Lo, but if the middle person is released from his Nazirus, it has no effect on anybody else. We learn from over here that they all refer to the first one who made the original declaration. That's right over here, because if each person is saying it immediately prior to the previous person, so then the release of anyone should automatically remove those. So it should have said that the middle one is removed from his Nazirus, then everyone else is released after him also. So the verse says, "Ema lach, the olam chad b'chavrei matpis." No, You're right. Meaning, even in the middle one, the one after him also would be removed from their Nazirus. The Mishnah is just mentioning the first mat, the first person making Nazirus, because the idea divided Mitzvah Hutra Kulan, because you want to say everybody is removed. The only time you could have everybody removed from the Nazirus is when the first person was on the main Nazirus who got it removed. If the middle guy, there's like 10 people, and the number 5, let's say, removes his Neder, removes his Nazirus, so then only from 5 and onward, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all of them will be removed from their Nazirus, but not anyone previous to them, because they are all latching onto the people who are keeping the Nazirus. So the Gemara says, so, or if it's just 3 people, let's say, in the middle one removes his, so only the person after him loses it, but the first person keeps his Nazirus, Mishamachik, Tanir Rishon, so therefore we have to mention the Rishon, to keep it, that we want to mention Hutar Kula, the Chiddush of Hutar Kula, and that's why I mentioned it over here. Says the Marvaiter, Tashma, we learn another thing from our Mishnah, Hutar Achron, the last one is removed from his Nazirus, Achron Mutar Vakula Nasurun, only the last one is removed, and everybody else remains Chayav in their Nazirus. So the Gemara says, "Delo ikachrina basrei." So the Mishnah implies that that applies only when the last one, and then when there's no one else, is going to remove from his Nazirus. Avalim tzoi de ikachrina basrei. But if the middle one, after whom the last one is released from his Nazirus, mishtari, the last one is released also. Shemamina chad bechavrei mapis. We learn from over here that each one refers to the one that right was before him. So says the Gemara, "No, reject this also." The olam imalach bekama mapisina. No, that really. I could tell you that they all refer to the first person. In my Achron Diktani, what does it mean at the first one? Emtoi, it means the middle one. So Mishnah's telling the Achron, and it just means the middle over here. It's not always the last one. So Va'ayditani Rishon Tana Achron. So since Mishnah used the term the first one, the Mishnah was, the first one is removed from his Neder, everybody else from his Zeros. Everyone's going to remove from the Zeros. So we have to mention the stylistically, the Achron is really the Emtoi over there. So there again, we wanted to keep the Lashonos the same, because they used to memorize all the Mishnayos. But it doesn't really mention the last person, it really means the middle person, no raya. So the Gemara says, Tashma, this honey behedya. We learn explicitly in a braisa, Hutar Rishon Hutar Kulan. If the first person who says, Arini Nazir, is removed from his Ned Nazirus, his Neder of to make a Nazirus, he does a Tarzan Darim, Hutar Achron. So then the last one is also going to remove from his Nazirus. Achron Mutar Vekulan Asurin. The last one is going to be removed from the obligations of the Nazirus, but everyone else is going to be Chayav. Hutar Emtoi. So Hutar Achron, rather, sorry. Hutar Rishon Hutar Kulan. Then we have Hutar Achron, Achron Mutar Vekulan Asurin. The last one is removed from the Zirus, while everyone else is going to be Chayav. Hutar Emtoi, the middle one. So then only Hamin Lamata Mutar, everyone after him, like we mentioned, in the case where like 10 people, number 5 removes his Neder of Nazirus, and then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are not Chayav in Nazirus anymore. Hamin Lamala Asur, however, 1, 2, 3, and 4 are going to be Chayav. They're all going to be Chayav. So now, Shmamina Achad B'Chavri Matpis. We learn from over here that clearly it doesn't go up to the original person. Rather, we clearly see Beferish Shmamina, double Shmamina, a good raya, that it goes to the previous person. So from 5 through 10, if a person is the middle guy, number 5, let's say, removes his Nazirus, then everybody after him will not be Chayv because it's immediately latching on the one before. And one latching before was going to be latching onto number 5. Number 5 was the one who removed. Once number 5 gets removed, number 6 gets removed. And now once it gets 6, right? Then 7 gets, and so on and so forth, till number 10. As opposed to 1, 2, and 3, and 4, we're latching onto the going back to each one previously. Each one previously was, in fact, somebody who was Chayv in Nazirus and keeping it. And therefore, they remain in their state of Nazirus. Hareini Nazir, the Mishnah says, Vaiter, someone says, I'm a Nazir, Vishama Chaveira Vamar, Piv, Kipiv, Isari Kisaro, my mouth is like his mouth, my hair is like his hair, I also want to become a Nazir. So says the Gemara now, Mishum to Amar Piv, Kipiv, Isari Kisaro, my mouth is like his mouth, my hair is like his hair, Hareini Nazir, you're going to become a Nazir? Lechora, Ramina, this is Lechora a problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Yede Nazir, Viraglai Nazir. Someone says, my hand is a Nazir, my leg is a Nazir, Lomar Kum, it means nothing. Halachali means nothing. Rosh Nazir, Kvedi Nazir, my head is a Nazir, my liver is a Nazir, raise a Nazir. If it's something which has an organ that's dependent upon it, then meaning your life is depending upon it, then you can become a Nazir. However, our Mishnah says, if you just say Piv, the mouth is not a vital organ that keeps you living. So why is it that why is it over here, or Sari also, hair is clearly not something which right, is giving you Chiyas. So the person says in our Mishnah, meaning this seems to be a stira between this price and our Mishnah. Is this Mishnah arguing on this price? So it says it really the other way around. The Bryce arguing on the Mishnah. It says, Amar Yehuda Damarachi, Yasepi Kipiv Miyayin. Let my mouth be like his mouth, respect to not having wine. In which case, we learn out that a person who accepts upon himself one of the type of Naziris, so then he's going to accept upon himself all. Usiari Kisar Melagaz, and I'm not going to be cutting my hair, and therefore I'm going to be accepting, it has the Lashon, the indication, he's accepting upon himself the Chiyuv of Naziris. Says the Gemara Vayta, Reini Nazira, someone says, I am a Nazira, a woman. Shama Bailava Marvani. And her husband heard about it, and he says, he's not allowed to remove her Naziris at that point, because he says that he's accepting it. So now the Gemara wonders, what is the status, is the husband uprooting his wife's Nadarim retroactively, or only Mikana Lahaba? Only is he cutting it off from meaning this point onward, is it going Vaiter? So is it, again, retroactive that it was never there, or is it that it is only Mikana Lahaba? So the Gemara has to my Nafkamina. What's Nafkamina? Leishish and Rabbi Nazir. Here, this is our case is one of the Nafkaminas, that a woman who takes it in Zirus, Shema HaChavet Rama Va'ani, and a woman heard about it, and she says Va'ani, Shema Baila Rishal Rishon of Eifer, and now the first husband hears about it, and he uproots it. So Iyamart Me'akir Akir, so you're going to say he's uprooting it completely. So then it's like our Mishnah, the Lacha is that when you uproot the first Neder of Nazirus, everybody else is removed following that as well. Inami Ishtari, so though too, the second woman is also going to be removed from her Neder. Iyamart Migas Gaiz, but if you say that the husband is just removing it from that point forward, so then when she made the Nazirus, it really was Chal. So therefore, Ishtari Chaveta Asira, her friend should be remain in Nazirus because it was on a chalos of a real Nazirus, and then she should remain in Nazirus. Now, granted, the husband now removes her going forward, fine, that's her. But when she made the Nazirus, it was a full-fledged chalos, and therefore it was chal, and therefore she should be chayv to be, the second person would be chayv to be a Nazir. It's very interesting. The Gemara brings this as the only nafkamina. Lachor is a very simple nafkamina as well, which is the case of someone who violates her neder, same thing with the neder, same thing with the Nazirus also, when she drinks wine, let's say, before the husband uproots the neder. If she drinks wine before the husband uproots the neder, if it's Mika's guy, she should be Chayav Malka, she should be Chayav Eser Teresa. If she did it, and the husband uprooted it, then she wouldn't be Chayav Malka's at a later point, because the husband uprooted the neder, Mi'aschala. So that's an interesting question. But the Gemara doesn't bring that down. That is another nafkamina, obviously another nafkamina as well, another practical difference. Instead of the Gemara Tashma, we can bring a proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Arani Nazira. She says, I'm a Nazira. Vishama by the Vamar Vani, her husband says, I, Vani, Ene Yachalei, for the Lachis, he's not allowed to be made for her neder from that point. He's not allowed to remove her neder anymore. Vishakadaitach, Balmigas Gai, they're going to tell you that the husband is only just cutting it off from now, Al-Haba. So, Lefer Ishtov, Uilitzer, why can't he just remove his wife's neder? And he's going to be keeping his neder. Meaning, so even Lamafreya, her nazirus that the husband was making was linked to hers, so it should remain valid even afterwards. Meaning, because it was chal, alashmamina, baal me'akarka, lechora, and that when you say that the husband is being made for it, so he's removing his nazirus, and he's being made for it, so then obviously he's not able to become a nazir. So lechora, it means that retroactively it never was chal in the first place. So Gemara rejects this. Gemara says, no, lo. Why is it different? Lola Megas guys, really it's going here, I'm going weiter. Vidino Delefrala, you're right. Strictly speaking, the Mishnah could have told us that it's possible for the husband to remove his wife's neder for her. How? Because he's doing it further. Find a time at the low matzame for. So why does the Mishnah tell us the case? Lachora imply that he's unable to. Kevan to Amar La Va'ani, since he says to her, and I, Kiman Damar Kayam Lechidami. It's as if he says to her that the neder is upheld for you. He's confirming it. He's making a Hakama. And since he's keeping that neder, saying that he's keeping it, and therefore he's confirming the neder, therefore he's going to lose the ability to remove it. If he does Hakama on his confirmation, which actually was a Shaila, if you remember Maseches Nedarim, we had that, but if you assume that it is allowed to be of a Shaila on Hakama, then obviously he can make him the Naziris, but if not, he would not be able to revoke the Naziris. So we see over here that the halacha is that the husband who has confirmed his wife's neder can have his confirmation removed by a chacham. So therefore, he would then be allowed to also be made for that of his wife. Says Gemara Tashma, fine, another proof. Tashma, the Mishnah tells us, we'll get to it, the Chavtalad. Ha'isha shenadra ben nazir v'fishas ba'emta. If a woman made a neder of nazirus, set aside her animals, right? We know that she has to bring chatas, ola shlamim, when she's done with the nazirus. So now, and afterwards, her husband removes the neder. So what happens to her korbanos? If the animal is really his, so then it's completely not kadosh at all. Because generally, a woman, anything that mashakana isha kana baila, anything that a woman acquires is really her husband's. However, there is a halacha where we're going to get to it actually in Maseches Nazir. We're going to get to this in Maseches Nazir, that the halacha is that the husband has a chiyuv to supply his wife with korbanos for herself. So that is a chiyuv. He has to give it to her. That's a halacha that a husband has to give it to her. So now she became a nazir, so he has a chiyuv. However, if he does the hafara, so it comes out, Mafreya, that the the karbanos were never really given to her, and therefore they were really retroactively always the husbands, and lamafreya they always become designated as the husbands, and therefore they are not going to be kaddish at all. V'im shalah, however, if the animal was hers, how could you have it as hers? So the Gemara Kesubah tells this, that you can make a deny. A person can give a gift to a woman and say, almanas, that your husband doesn't get her shuspa. That's a shayla, if that actually works, but that's how we many Tanaim hold. So here also, you can say almanas, that he doesn't have her shuspa, it was really hers. So the halacha is that chatas tamas, the halacha of a chatas, that it has to die. Generally, like there's a concept when a chatas is no longer abad during the chatas, the animal cannot be brought as another korban, therefore it has to be left to die. Now you're going to tell me that the husband uproots the whole neder completely, so why does it matter when it's the woman's possession? Just like the chatas of the husband is lamafreya retroactively removed, so to her, it should also retroactively be removed when she makes when it's her property also. So the El Ashmina Balmegas, guys, this is a raya that the husband is just cutting it off from Mekana La'aba, and not Mafreya. Really, when she made the Nazir, so it was Chal, and then it's a Chatas Shemas Mal Balea. It's not Shayach anymore to bring that Chatas, and that's why over here, the halacha is that she, in fact, is going to be able to, she has a Chiyuv, to die. So the Gemara says, no. Lola Me'malach Bal Me'aka Aka. I can really tell the husband really is uprooting it Lamafreya. Find a time, and this is the reason the chatas is to be left to die. Kiven to lotzricha kapara, the wife does not need kapara. Some of the gears the exact appellate. Kiven to tzricha kapara. So it's mamish pumvaker understanding. She needs the meaning. Why did she make a nazirus? She wanted this kapara. Nazirus is brings a chatas. There's some sort of kapara person feels like they need when they make a nazirus. Havas kechata shemesu balea. Therefore, the designated animal has the significance of a chatas whose owners died. So we have halacha. Gemira halacha usually gemira as Rashi says in Temura that it's halacha Moshe Mesinai. So we have a mesorah halacha Moshe Mesinai that a chatas offering the owners have died. You have to leave it to die. So therefore, here also meaning it's like the person that's not actually dead, but the concept of the nazirus is dead, and therefore she really did make the nazirus, having in mind to keep it. Now even though lemafreya retroactively it was removed, however at the time that she made the hektesh the animal she thought that she was a Nazira, and that thinking itself is apparently enough to say that it's a chatas shemesu balea to keep it as a chatas, and you would not be allowed to be nana from it. Says the Gemara Vayta Tashma, another proof of the Mishnah. This Mishnah is on Daf Chav Gimel. Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir, v'aisa shosi yayim tal namesim. So she made a Nazirus, and then she drinks wine. She's violating her tumah and going to the funerals, whatever, on purpose. Ha'raisa tzavegas arbarim. She's chayev malchus. So Gemara asks, hey, what's the case of the Mishnah? For the Baal, you're going to tell me it's just a regular case where she was a Nazira. The husband didn't revoke anything. Why was the Mishnah at the Dami Al-Khidish? That person who violates Nazira is a Chayav Malkus. The Mishnah mentions that three times over. We know that halacha. That's very Shemsukim. So rather, Elopshita Dehe for the Baal must be that the case is where the husband, in fact, did hafara. He removed it. And Isagaraitach Baal Me'akaraka. Now, if the husband uprooted it altogether during that interim period, so the Chora, she's not going to be Chayav Malkus. So why should be chayav over here? It must be that this case of raya alalash mamina balmegas guys. The husband is cutting it off from mekana laba because how could it be that she would be chayav malchus for what she did in the past? The husband uprooted it. So I'm afraid retroactively from the first point when she made the nether. So says the Gemara Nola olam imalach bal me'ake ake. Really, I could tell you that the husband is in fact uprooting the nether of the nazirus of his wife from the mafreya. So why? Mishum that naseifa since the really there is no chiddush. Meaning, if the husband uprooted it, you're right. She would not be Chai Malkus, but the husband didn't uproot it, that's when she's Chai Malkus. There's no Chiddush. Because the Mishnah says in the Seifa, hey, for Labayla, the husband removes it, Vilo Yada, she didn't know, she's not Chai of the 40 Malkus, so too over here, that's why we keep it, we want to contrast it, Tananami, Tamir Risha, so too over here, the first case of Fegas, we mentioned that she would be Chai of the case to keep it, to keep them congruent, because we wanted to, again, they were memorizing the Mishnah. Just another point to mention is that we said this before, that when a person has the das, that's when it says, the pasuk says, that v'nislachla, she needs kapara. If a person thinks they're doing an avera, even though they end up coming out, I'm afraid they weren't. A person thinks he's eating treif. He thinks he's eating a hamburger that was completely not kosher. And it comes out, it was actually from a hajjan restaurant. The lacha is, a person does need kapara, because they had in mind to do an avera. They had in mind to do an avera. As opposed to ben and lachaver, we mentioned before, that is Rav Shachar's quote that based on Yosef, atem chashavtem lera, elkim kachalatova, when it comes to ben and lachaver, it's a result-oriented mitzvah in nature. In other words, even if sometimes you have the bad intention, it ends up being amazing for your friend never heard about it, they had bad intention, it can be amazing for him, Yutaka would not get punished for that. Fascinating thing. The difference between ben and lachaver, there's not more yisodos in machshava to that, but that's an interesting point to mention from the halacha of year, that if a person thinks bad for halachas, of ben and lachaver, you do get punished. Ben and lachaver, if it ends up being good, you actually would not, in fact, be punished. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up the Tashma tomorrow's daf.